This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when things happen to us and they appear to have no rhyme or reason. Recently, we've been studying about Joseph's life. And during the time when Joseph was in prison, he met the king's cupbearer. Now, one day, this cupbearer had a dream, so he asked Joseph to interpret the dream for him. Joseph told him the great news that his dream meant that he would be getting out of prison very soon. In turn, Joseph asked the cupbearer to have pity on him once he was released and to let the king know that he was an innocent man. But once the cupbearer got out of prison, he forgot all about Joseph. Have you ever been in a situation and you just knew you had found the solution? You reason, this is why I met the person in the first place, because this person is the answer to my situation, only to learn that this person is not your answer. You wonder, why did I encounter this person in the first place? You might conclude that sometimes things happen to you with no rhyme or reason. I would encourage you to see things differently, to see that this is not how this part of your story will end. So just like all of those seemingly unrelated events happened to Joseph, they all ultimately ended up being a part of a beautiful story. So today, if you feel like things are just happening to you and not for you, hang on, because there is definitely more to your story. And as you hold on to that, also hold on to these words, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that there's more to your story.